This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, 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 hello.
Oh, how are you?
Remember I was talking on the show last Friday about how excited I was to get the Localink bus on Saturday night?
Yes.
Yeah, the Localink is the service, public transport service outside of Dublin in rural communities. And I was really looking forward to
TFI,
it.
TFI, Transport for Ireland.
Yeah, yeah. The Localink it was called and I didn't make the bus.
Ah, bollocks.
The last one. Do you know the one problem I have with the service? The last bus is a 10.
That's so annoying.
Yeah.
That's
we had dinner on Saturday night for my dad's birthday. And then I was to meet my friend Claire or whatever for a drink or two after. And before I knew it was 9:45 and I was like, we just got here though.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Like, what's the point? Like, is because like old men as well, like who are having a point, they'll feel like they can't go. It's killing pub culture.
It is killing pub culture.
There's absolutely no buses. There's no nothing for people.
Yeah.
And anything that there is, like, probably, there's probably no taxis out there.
But I know this sounds real serious for our podcast, but like the village that I grew up in was a place called Ballyduff Upper. Ballyduff Upper. And when we moved there first, there was like 3 pubs, a corner shop, a restaurant. There was just lots going on in the village, even though it was tiny. Now there's 2 pubs and that's it.
Why?
They've
what
lost
happened?
4 pubs. I just, like you said, the pub culture is gone.
But the only thing left is pubs.
2 out of 4, though.
All right, okay.
So it's lost 2. The restaurant's gone. And the corner shop is gone. So do you know how cute it is in the village I grew up in now? So the corner shop that I made, that was my first job, like from 15, I was there twice a week. And basically now in the house next door in the front room, they sell just eggs and milk and, sorry, bread. Just for like elderly people in the community who can't get to the nearest town to a shop.
I'm going to say something real privileged and like really unpopular here. But it's their own fault for living out there. Like,
brilliant.
Why? Come closer to civilization. And you won't have things closing down. You will have other people around. Why do people have to live? Why do you live so far out of there?
Like, well, there was a village there. There is a village there. There's just not much going on in it anymore.
Yeah, so leave.
Yeah, but if you're 87, like, you're not going to be like, oh, right, that's it, I'm going to move to town.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I didn't think about that. But, like, I wouldn't be moving out there. Like, you know when people are like, oh, I'm going to move to the country. Like, my cousin moved to the country, moved to Ashburn. That's the country for him. Ashburn.
Ashburn is not the country.
And he went, no, can't do this. And came back to Dublin.
It's so funny, isn't it? Yeah. I think Callum's belongs in the country. He belongs on a farm.
Yeah.
Do you think he would?
I think he'd love the country.
Like, I could see, you know when like people retire and they go to like Benidorm or somewhere? That's not for me. I'd go to the country.
I would. I'd go to Tenerife.
Retire.
Jack just wants to live in the country already. He just got here.
Really?
He's like, how do you do supermarket shopping?
Just have to make a big thing of it once a week and travel for it.
But like no matter what, you can't like get a delivery, you can't get a taxi, you can't go for, you know what I mean, like everything has to be a big deal. Why do you go there? Why do you move?
Well, see, where my parents live now is proper country, but we did end up getting a taxi home the other night to there. It was 35 quid.
Wow.
But
like you when you finish in radio in Dublin, are you going to move back?
I love Dublin now. I think Dublin's my home, but like I would be more open to that than I would have been years ago.
I'll die in Dublin, like straight up.
Chain him to the Liffey. No, to the spire.
Yeah.
Would you not go home? Leave.
No, like my home is so close to Dublin anyway. So I'd be like, what's the point? And all of my friends are here. All of my family are basically here. Like Sean and Sophie aren't going to go live.
Yeah, but it's different for you because your family, they're still so close to Dublin. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Literally, my
home is very close.
My family only did it because, like, it's cheaper to live in Meath than it is to live in Dublin.
Of course, it is. They're dead right. But like, your money and spend it elsewhere.
Was saying, like, in 5 to 10 years or something, he wants to buy land in Ashburn and build.
Who said this?
Out there, Nick.
Our boss did.
Yeah.
Because they all go to Ashburn or they go to Beddystown.
Yeah, because like Ashburn, it's basically on the border, isn't it? It's near where Emerald Park is.
Emerald Park, yeah.
And there's loads going on out there now as well because there's so many people on the way out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, but it's just
going to get more expensive there as well.
It's just a commuter belt, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, lads,
that was the most serious we've ever gotten.
Yeah. Up the country, up the Localink.
Rise and shine. Wake up in the morning. Spins Fully Charged.
Welcome to a brand new week.
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday. I always feel like it's not really a successful weekend if I didn't have a Carvery.
That's fair.
And I didn't have a Carvery. I didn't have a Sunday roast.
Back.
I know.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Come here.
Completely agree.
Let's try this again tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I'll see you later.
Bye. Why did you not go to Carvery? I know that that's a, I know it's not the staple of everyone's weekend, but it certainly is of yours.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I was just like, I was dying of death yesterday.
Were you?
For the entire day.
Were you out on Saturday?
Yeah.
All right.
At the rugby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, no, it just wasn't good at all. And then just, I didn't really have the energy for it at all. I didn't have the energy to go, be like, yeah, let's go. We were going to go. I actually said it to Pippa. I was like, will we go? And she was like, well, you can, yeah. She wasn't matching my energy on the Carvery. She wasn't like, yes, fantastic idea. She was just like, yeah, you can go get one if you want.
Sometimes, though, if, like, you're having a bit of a day like that, you don't need gravy.
Do you not think?
Gravy sometimes isn't the answer.
Do you think that could make it dangerous?
Like that. Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
I'm nervous now. I'd keep it to something a bit plainer.
Okay. And I always wonder, is it bizarre? Because, like, obviously we finish work at, earlier than most people. Is that weird if I go for a Carvery at lunch? Is that
No.
Is that not a very English thing?
You're speaking to the wrong person here, but I would be such an advocate for a Carvery. Like, I'd go for a Carvery right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you genuinely look at roast beef now at 7:05 in the morning?
There's just something about seeing everything and be like...
Do you remember the time you and my boyfriend Jack went for a Carvery and you explained all the rules of Irish Carveries to him in detail?
Yeah. Yorkshire puddings in this country.
Yeah, it's very... I do like a Yorkshire pudding.
And stuffing in this country can also be kind of a little bit sandy,
I actually agree with you.
Less moist. Sorry to use that word in the radio.
I like stuffing that kind of rot, like sticks together.
Yeah, yeah. No, a Yorkshire pudding is the only Protestant thing I'll allow myself. Love it.
I tell you what, Dave, I need to take you to Drumcondra.
You do.
Fagin's and Drumcondra, fantastic.
Let's do it.
Good morning, welcome.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Got a bit of this kind of tickled me yesterday, this headline, and I think these kind of retaliations are just perfect because they make headlines far and wide and they're typical Canadian friendly. What I'm talking about is this kind of like repercussions now that Canada are making on the back of threats that US President Donald Trump has made on Canada, such as calling it the next state of the US.
And dear God, I didn't fully pay attention to what he was saying, but I have heard little bits of this and I was just like, that's a brave move.
There's a lot of things that he's saying, like little bits that are just rubbing people up, obviously the wrong way, making Canadians very proud of being Canadian. He even downgraded their president, I can never say his
Trudeau.
Name, Trudeau, called him a governor.
Bad. What's he want the cold countries for? Because he wanted Greenland and then they were like, no. And so is he now like, yeah, because a bit of Canada.
He's a bit of a frosty old. Anyway, this particular backlash has been kind of symbolic. This cafe in Montreal has changed their word Americano to Canadiano.
Oh, I love it.
Right? And I think it's kind of catchy. Like, honestly, I never even thought about the fact that when I order an Americano,
American.
I'm saying American. Yeah, it's just funny. So Canadiano is the new name that they're dubbing for their what were Americanos.
A lot posher than your normal... Like, Canadiano, please.
Sorry, can I get the Canadiano, please?
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's fab.
Instantly, you live in Ranelagh.
There's also a local pub in Toronto making everything, like nachos, wings, everything with Canadian ingredients. And I love this. Wherever not possible, they use products from Europe or Mexico.
Okay, right? Interesting.
So they're just kind of cutting off any ties and giving money into the States.
Love that. Fair play to them.
Also, it looked like last year, or the drop of tourism from Canadians booking flights into America dropped significantly by 25% or something.
Okay.
Anyway, I just think that this whole thing of the Canadiano is just fantastic, and there's other things that they could dub more Canadian and really own it. Although everything would start sounding the same, but I think that's okay for now. I think like a Canadian style donut with loads of maple syrup, that's their thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Butter tart filling, very Canadian. Call it the Canada donut.
Canada donut.
Canada donut, actually.
Canada donut.
Canada donut.
Yeah,
Canada
no, donut. Terrible. 0 out of 10. Move on.
Okay, perfect. What about nachos topped with these Canadian ingredients like smoked cheddar, gravy, your local meat, the Canadachos? Can I have the Canadachos, please? I think it makes nachos.
Canadachos.
Canadachos is correct, Dave. Yeah.
0 out of 10. Move on.
Okay, brilliant. What about a Canadian-style hot dog called the Canadog?
We're getting there. 4 out of 10.
I think Canadog.
You can't say half of them.
Canadog.
You should see Emma read the sheet before she reads. She's so concentrating.
Canadog. Okay, what about just a simple old dip, right?
Okay.
But this time it's made with local cheeses, smoked salmon or maple syrup. Canna dip. Dave, help me out here. Canna dip is good.
I give you six. I give you six out of ten.
Canna dip is good. Fine, final one I have for you.
Okay, here we go. Bomb's about to drop.
This is a Canada twist on a sandwich, but like Canadian bacon in there, Pimel bacon, or guess what? Maybe some maple syrup.
Well, hey.
The Canada witch.
No. Minus 17 out of 10.
It's really not going to work for anything other than the Canada
dip. Canada dip. Canada dip is good.
Canada dip is good.
Canada dog. Canada dog, fine, four.
Canada dog is very good. Are these out of 10 or 5? Please
out of 10.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's David Guetta and one.
Emma, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, especially only given that it was International Women's Day on Saturday and I should never interrupt any lady, but I need to in order to bring this story. It just needs to be brought to you now because, unfortunately, the death has occurred of the Where is Lorraine Kelly Twitter page.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. Now, I must reiterate, Lorraine is fine and thriving. This news is about the Where is Lorraine Kelly Twitter page.
Okay, yeah.
This page was a guiding light for the confused and the concerned viewers of Lorraine. You see, Lorraine, despite having the show be called Lorraine and it only lasts 1 hour in the day, she didn't show up for work a lot. The page was set up to track how often Lorraine took a day off and to track how many shows Lorraine did in the year. And at the end of last year, the account concluded that she had only hosted 59.7% of the episodes. One can only dream of working that much. Or little. She did do a lot better this year, though, as so far she has presented 67.5% of her shows.
Wow!
Keep in mind, it is only the 10th of March. Cause of death to the page? Kindness. Due to the fact that Lorraine Kelly herself has recently said that she doesn't like the page. Of course she didn't. It deduced that she only worked 67.5% of the shows last year. The owners of the page said they would no longer take part as Lorraine didn't like the page. In honour of the Where is Lorraine page going away, we're all not going to show up to work on Friday. Okay. Does this also mean the death of the Where is Dave Twitter page? Who knows? The page set up to track the whereabouts of David Hammond from work when he was sick for a few days in 2024. One can only hope it follows in the same way. The book of condolences is of course open on 087 711 1038.
She says she doesn't like the page. That's
basically
ridiculous.
She did a Guardian interview and the Guardian people brought up and was like, have you seen this page? And the interviewer brought it up in a jokey way and Lorraine did not find it funny at all.
There was comments, I think, as well, wasn't there? A lot of comments under the Guardian probably saying, oh, this isn't fair. And sure, like when we had the Where is Dave Twitter account when you were sick for like most of this year.
I was sick for 4 days.
When we were posting, we got terrible backlash, didn't we? People saying this is so mean. Dave needs to go to HR on this.
It's actually very funny because when we started, because you missed, I think, 5 shows over the course of a week and a bit. It was like a Thursday to Thursday kind of thing. And when you were off the first day, I was the wrong one writing the tweets. I was kind of going a little bit hard, being like, oh, look, we're a couple of days in and he hasn't bothered to show up. And then as the kind of the week went on, I was like, he's just a poorly boy.
Yeah.
And I was using softer words because I was feeling a little
you
mean.
You were feeling that. I saw it every day. I'd wake up and I'd see your tweet and I'd be like, he's feeling bad now.
It was like, Dave still isn't feeling very well. The sleepy little deer. but like, yeah, looking at the quotes that Lorraine said, she was like, maybe it started off as a wee joke, but it's the way everyone piles off. It starts as a wee tiny little thing.
Starts as a wee tiny little thing.
And thank you for the Scottish translation. And it gets bigger and bigger.
And it gets bigger and bigger.
I find it really sad. Do you know what? This is my issue with the whole Lorraine thing.
Yeah.
Is I don't think many people would have a problem if the show wasn't called Lorraine. Like on This Morning, the TV show This Morning is hosted by Kat Deely and Ben Shepherd.
Yeah, I don't think it would be.
But we just killed Dave's name off the show then here as well.
Well, we haven't had any names on the show.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, This Morning is hosted by Kat Deely and Ben Shepherd on Monday to Thursday, and then it's like Alison Hammond and Dermot O'Leary on Friday. But their names aren't on the show.
No.
So there's no tracker there.
Yeah, it's weird, and I think it wouldn't have shown up. I don't think the Twitter page would have been created if the show was called something like, you know, Early Morning Chats or Mid Morning Matters.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what the show is. But yeah, no, it's I actually really rate the people who set up this page.
So because it's a bit of fun, and I don't think there was ever any malice.
No, but I rate them because they said in a tweet last night, they were like, we always said if Lorraine or her team ever basically reached out to us to stop this, we would. Her comments in The Guardian make it obvious that she doesn't enjoy this, so we're going to stop.
Fair play to
them. The first time she's ever commented on it. And I thought, fair play to them. I thought that was nice.
Yeah.
So I think in respect, we're going to kill the Where Is Dave.
Oh my God. As well. So wait. I can, because it's the only reason I don't call in sick is that bloody page.
So from tomorrow, you can call in sick. What I'm going to do is I'm going to copy and paste the entire statement that the Where Is Lorraine account.
Excellent.
I'll change it to Dave, and that brilliant account will stay dead.
What's going to happen then? It's going to bloody go viral. Finally, we get a few followers on
there. Yeah. I am going to miss that page because I photoshopped a finger onto Dave's hand every time he was off sick, and he's got like seven fingers on one hand at one point.
Yeah, so. If you've no idea what the hell we're talking about, check it out. It's Where Is Dave 2
Yeah,
on
the
Twitter.
Number 2 at the end, because we just couldn't get Where Is Dave.
Yeah, Where Is Dave 2.
Someone else had that account already. That probably needs to be shut down as well, in fairness.
The Where Is Lorraine was verified. Oh, gosh. Is that
funny? You're on spin.
Recharged.
This is Spin. Good morning.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name. That's not my name.
Welcome along to That's Not My Name, the game where we want you to come on the show and with absolutely no hints, no clues, no nothing, myself and Dave will try and guess your name.
Yeah, we had 3 chances each at getting your name correct. If we get your name wrong, you must say that's not my name. However, if you get the name right, if we do get your name right, you can exclaim, that is my name, and we will give you 16. I cannot get over that number. 16 IMC cinema passes. That is absolutely insane. As you know, IMC cinema passes are the currency on this show.
Absolutely. And I suppose the reason being we're at 16 is this rolls over every time we don't get a win. But I'm feeling really positive about today.
Today is my day. Today is 100% the 10th of March, 2025. I've always had a feeling, ever since I was a little boy, that the 10th of March, 2025 was going to be David Hammond's day. Today is the day that I guess your name. It's happening. Watch this space. Also, if I do get it genuinely correctly today, I know it's going to sound fake as hell. I'm worried about that.
Yeah, that's true.
But
here's just an idea of how the game sounds, right? Player one, is your name Sean?
That's not my name.
Go on, player one, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is David.
It's always the same way. It's always the same way. There's always a David. There's always a David. There's always an Emma.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Listen, what you need to do is register by sending us a WhatsApp voice note saying, my name is... and your name.
Yeah.
Okay, my name is and your name. Just open your WhatsApp, send us a voice note 087 711 1038. We can verify, hand on my heart, the only person who's going to hear those WhatsApp voice notes is producer Callum, because we can't have anybody coming on saying, oh yeah, my name is that, because they want 69 MCs. You know,
exactly.
Yeah. We need to keep things above board around here. Do you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Nothing on this show is fake, so keep that in mind, all right? We genuinely will never, ever listen to those voice notes until we air them, okay? So, a voice note in a WhatsApp. Oh, is that a thing?
Just voice note.
What's up? A voice note over. Hold on. Let me figure this out.
Okay.
What I want you to do is WhatsApp us a voice note to 087 711 1038, saying my name is and then your name.
That's beautiful, Dave.
That was really good. I got it.
087 711 1038 is the number.
That'll be the only time I mess up today, because I will guess your name.
Because today is your day.
Today is
Dave,
my day.
10th of March 2025. News since you were a little boy. Brilliant. It was my dad's birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday to Jim.
Yeah, such a ledge.
Jim Nolan.
Patrolling.
Because he's a guard for context.
He was before he retired. Jim Nolan, patrolling. There's
Love
so
it.
Many bangers that just go on and on. But yeah, basically we went for dinner on Saturday night to mark that. And his birthday was yesterday, blah, blah, blah. So it was like myself, my granny, my sister, the kids, my mom, you name it, like the gang. And basically my friend Claire, your friend too, Dave, it was her birthday on Friday. So they're always very close, my dad and Claire's birthday. And I was
funny that
isn't
they're
it?
Always
just,
close.
Just the way it works.
Just the way it works this year. His birthday was early this year.
Yeah. But she had no plans on Saturday evening, and she lives in the same town that we were going for dinner in. So I said, "Do you want to meet after?" I said, "Look, you're welcome to join us for dinner if you want." She's like, "Oh, I couldn't be crashing." And I said, "Just come, like, yeah, so welcome." So she came to join us for dinner, which was lovely, and I think it really suited my dad down to the ground, because he can't really cope with the heat
attention
on him for things like that.
Yeah.
So the natural thing happened. Does anyone want dessert? No one wants dessert. So I'd sneak up and say, will you just drop down and have a slice of cake with an oil candle on it or whatever at the end. So along they came, and
it's my least favorite thing about having a birthday.
Know. But you feel like a bad person if you don't organise it.
If you don't
have
someone else, yes,
they, you know that they're not really.
They don't want it.
Enjoy it. Yeah. So off we went. Happy birthday to you. My dad goes all red. As usual, blah blah blah. And he literally takes the little piece of cake off the waitress and hands this to Claire and goes, please take it, just take it, just take it. Claire's there blowing out the candle, taking all the love. He was thrilled, so I think it worked out well for him in the end. But no, it was so nice.
It needs to stop, I think. I think the whole, one, happy birthday in general, I think needs to stop. And two, the whole happy birthday in a restaurant specifically needs to stop.
Do you know what it's like? Not that it's happened to me very often in life, but you ever, like, I don't know, was there ever an experience in work where they congratulate you in front of the team for something and people clap and you're like, do I clap along or
is that when you got a boyfriend, when you first got with Jack, and I announced it to the office that you had a boyfriend, and the whole entire office started clapping?
That was absolutely horrendous. I actually can't remember you reminded me of that. That was one of the most embarrassing moments I've ever had, and I just said, thank you very much.
That's not my name. What? That's not my name. That's not my name. I've always done But I think it should be
I think it should be, kind of sassy because...
Yeah, because that's not my name.
Welcome to That's Not My Name. This is the game where, with absolutely no hints or clues, you come on air with us and we try and guess your name. If we do so, oh my God, all hell will break loose and you will win yourself 16 IMC cinema passes today.
Now, if you are an earphones listener today, be aware, because I am going to guess a name today. I'm going to guess the name correctly today and I'm going to go freaking ballistic. I'm not going to go flipping mad when I guess this name correctly. Because as I said earlier on, the 10th of March 2025, I always knew it was going to be my day.
Since you were a young boy.
Yeah, since I was a young boy, I always thought this would be the day that I guess a name on the radio.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? We'll have to just go and see. Here's what the crack is. We're going to play you the voice notes that came through to us. The only person in the room who's heard those, hand on heart, is producer Callum. And then we'll crack on and try and get a winner on this today. So in the room, Dave and I,
headphones off.
My name is Kira.
Player one, let's get it done.
I always forget about that part of the game.
It kind of unsettles me every week. Hello, player one.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Great.
Let's do this. Player one, is your name Olivia?
No, that's not my name.
That's not your name. All right, player one, is your name Shauna?
No, that's not my name.
Damn it.
Just because I know producer Callum can do this kind of tricks and sometimes I'm going to ask you this, player one, is your name Emma?
Nope, that's not my name.
Okay. All right, player one, reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name is Kira.
Kira. And you know what? I said, well, I guess Shauna. It's never a Shauna. It's usually something like a Kira.
Is that what your brain said?
That's genuine what my brain said. Yeah. Right.
You should have guessed it.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for that, Kira. Have a great day.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Look, we still have the opportunity. Two more players to go. Headphones off again.
My name is Stephen.
Player two, let's chat to you.
Yes.
Hello, player two.
Hello.
Let's start guessing your name. Player two, is your name Owen?
No.
Not your name.
Player two, is your name
that's
Gary?
That's not my name.
Gary. Cool. It's not Gary.
Okay, right. It's also not Gary. All right, player two, here we go. Is your name David?
That's not my name.
I really thought I had it there. I don't know why. I really did the silence. It was everything. All right, player two, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Stephen.
Stephen, a great name. I'm sorry we couldn't guess it.
Sorry, sir. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Good luck, Stephen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. What are we going to do? Last player.
Here we go. Come on, Dave.
Headphones off.
My name is Keith.
Player three, yippity-dee.
How are you, player three?
I'm doing well.
Good man. All right, player three, is your name Andrew?
That's not my name.
Okay. All right, player three, is your name Damien?
That's not my name.
Damn it.
Player three, is your name Paul?
That's not my name.
Go on. Player three, reveal yourself.
My name is Keith.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say David. That's all right, Keith. Keith, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, guys.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, can I ask one favour? Can we just do one more call? Right. Just one more call.
All right.
Because I think, as I said, I was, you know what I mean? Today's the day.
Today's
the day. So, one more call.
yeah. And you know what? You take all the three guesses.
Okay.
You deserve to have
Perfect.
The moment
this
of
is my
excitement
moment.
When you guess correctly. So can we line up? That's another voice or just in?
All right.
Headphones off again then.
My name is Aoife.
Player four, let's do some more.
Yeah. Oh.
Morning, player four.
Oh, hey. Hi, what's up? How are
player
you?
Player four, how are you? Now, listen, I said that 2025, the 10th of March, was going to be my day. I was going to guess someone's name. So I'm going to just go for it. I'm going to give you three guesses.
Go for it.
One of them will be your name. I'm connecting with you on the phone, player four. And I can tell. I can tell that your name is Rebecca.
No.
Okay. Don't worry. We're off to just practice. Player four, your name is Claire.
No,
that's not your name. All right, this is it. Here we go.
Let's do it. Come
Player
on.
Four, your name is Paula.
No.
I had a feeling about Linda. It's not Linda either,
no,
is it?
No, far from it.
Go on. Tell us, Player Four. Reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Aoife.
Aoife, a wonderful name. And I'm so sorry I couldn't guess it. I don't know what happened to me today. It just wasn't my day.
Not your day.
No.
Not your day.
Maybe next week. Aoife, thank you so much for playing and have a fantastic day.
Thank you. Bye.
Dave.
Can we
sorry.
Do one more?
Player five?
Yeah, we do player five.
No. It's getting a bit late now.
Oh, come on.
Dave, one day you will have your day.
I will.
And that's not my name.
18 IMC Cinema passes up for grabs next week.
Yeah, but Dave Round, there'll be a 27 in no time.
The 17th of March, that'll be my day, even though we're off, because that's Paddy's day.
2 weeks' time.
Wake up.
Full spins, fully charged.
Let's go.
Welcome to Monday.
Hey, good morning. Let's do it all over again. That weekend absolutely flew by. And I'd say it did for you as well, producer Callum. You were in the UK seeing Forest take on City. What a match to go to, by the way. Well done.
Unbelievable. Nottingham Forest 1, Manchester City 0. Holland. Stay humble.
It was amazing.
Mad, isn't it? How does it feel? Is it just bizarre?
It feels great, but that was not the excitement of my weekend. I had two moments of the weekend that absolutely blew my mind.
Go on.
The first one was when I arrived into the UK. So I fly from Dublin to East Midlands Airport on the outskirts of Nottingham. My mum lives very far away from that airport. So you have to get an hour's bus into Nottingham City Centre and then another half an hour bus outside the Nottingham City Centre.
My God.
Back to my mum's.
Can you drive in the UK? No.
No, I can't drive anywhere. Useless.
Right. Never mind.
So I got on the bus. It was called the Skylink from East Midlands Airport into Nottingham. Takes about an hour to get into town. 5 minutes on the bus, all of a sudden you heard this big boom, crash!
No.
The bus's rear wheels, both of them, exploded.
What?
I don't know what happened. The driver turned a corner and the rear axle of the bus was kind of all wonky.
Yeah.
So he was just driving sideways.
Oh,
he had to pull
God.
Over. Just both wheels exploded.
That's insane.
There was a smell of burning rubber.
Both wheels is bizarre.
Yeah. This was at 20 past 10 in the evening and we were in the middle of nowhere. So he ran control center and they were like, yeah, we can get another bus out to you, but it's going to be another hour.
Oh, no.
So what I decided to do was get a taxi.
Good show.
And from the airport to my mum's is £27, which is phenomenal because that was, you hiss, but that was a 20 kilometre journey.
Okay, fair enough.
Here, that would be about 90 million euros.
Very true.
Then I emailed the bus company being like, hey, I had to get a taxi. Will you reimburse me this and the bus fare? So the bus fare is £3. The taxi was £27. So I said, will you reimburse me £30?
This man knows his rights.
I know my rights.
Sorry, who did you ask for £30 off?
Their bus company.
But they were supplying another bus.
Yeah, but I wasn't waiting an hour at 11 o'clock at night.
Oh my God, surely they're not going to reimburse you for it.
So, I got the email back from the bus company yesterday saying, hi Callum, sorry that this happened to you. We'll be delighted to refund you either the £3 bus journey or the £27 taxi fare, not both.
Scratcher.
Please advise which you would like to choose.
Oh, for the love of God.
I'll go for the £3.
Yeah. I'm a company man through and through. Even when the company is Starlink.
If it suits, we'll go for the £3.
Dear God.
I took the 30. Well, the 27.
Good.
Spins, fully
Recharged.
God, my eyes have been opened so wide about the like semantics and the opportunities available when it comes to dog sitting. Right?
Okay, yeah.
So here's the deal. I'm going to the Gaeltacht this weekend in Donegal. The dog can't come, unfortunately. The
dog's only been here a wet week and already she's getting a babysitter.
Do you know what? I predicted that I was going to get that already. Jack said, would you not ask one of your friends? And I was like, absolutely not. It's just, no, it's way too early for that, carry on. So I was Googling it yesterday and over the weekend, what's the story, what kind of kennels or stuff in Dublin or dog sitters, etc. And what I kept getting spammed with was these ads for an app called Pawshake.
Okay.
I don't expect you've ever heard of Pawshake.
I haven't heard of Pawshake.
So I downloaded Pawshake and said I'd suss out what the story is and looked up some reviews of Pawshake and it seems very legitimate. And essentially, what Pawshake is it's like Tinder for potential dog sitters.
That's brilliant.
So what you do is you put in your dog's details, you put in where you're living, mm-hmm. you put in the dates that you want the dog to be sat on.
Yeah.
Babysat. And from there, options pop up of these people. And all the profile pictures, they have a little tagline, they have reviews.
Okay.
Then they have like...
These are probably people who can't have a dog themselves because of like they're living in a rented accommodation or something, so they go and mind yours, do they?
It's extra cash.
Yeah. Do they go to your... Like, do they take the dog?
There's different options. Some of them would have on their profile, we can do collection.
Okay.
Or some are like, I don't drive. You'll have to drop the dog off and pick up the dog.
Oh,
whatever,
wow.
Right?
So they actually do, because I know a girl, a friend of mine has this, but she only walks the dog when the family's away, but she brings them back to the brings the dog back to the house.
That's another option on Pawshake, lads. It's opened my mind completely. So just an idea, and I've changed the people's names for the purpose of GDPR and all the rest, but like from a quick flick through Pawsitter or Pawshake this morning, here are like some of the bios that people have. So there's Amy, a photo, of course, with a dog.
Okay.
A friendly minder for your fur baby. You've got Jur. And his tagline is, your dog, our family. He's really giving it well.
Even
there.
Fur baby, I was a little bit like, all right, let's let it go. Because to be honest, who am I expecting on this app?
Now, Gemma, you're not going to like this if you didn't like that.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of doggos and a lot of woof woofs and a lot of, oh God, I hate this.
Her bio says, positively perfect pet care.
Okay, I'm not too upset about that one.
Big fan of Jed. His tagline is, I do their walking to keep their tail wagging.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like Jed.
And Rob says, fantastic dog sitting. Unleash happiness for your dog. Fine.
You had me in the second half. Yeah, the first half kind of messed up.
I want to give you like a vibe then when you click through to these profiles, like the length. I'd say there's theses that were submitted to college shorter in length than the
really
fluffy language. Excuse the pun, I actually didn't even intend that. Around this, someone's saying some of my most memorable experiences in my life were looking after playful Dachshunds who loved belly rubs and short walks. A sweet and affectionate cockapoo with a lot of energy. And a calm but strong-willed elderly dog who required extra care and attention.
Strong-willed. He's a big Fianna Gaeler. He always has been, always will be. He's never changing his mind.
Someone else saying, ensuring the well-being and happiness of every dog entrusted to our care is not only a responsibility, but a privilege we cherish.
Okay.
Like, people are really giving us
socks. They're really into this.
Anyway, I found my girl.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, we're meeting on Wednesday. That's the thing, then. You have to do a meet and greet with the thing to meet first to see if you're still okay.
That's
then
so
you proceed.
Weird, because they're not really vibing with you, but as long as they're vibing with the dog,
it's
fine.
Are you going to be nice to my dog for the weekend? Are you going to be sound to him, and are you going to walk him and give him some love?
I'd be worried,
and
though.
And can I trust you? Yeah. That's it.
I'd be worried that, like, see, I feel like if I was to be minding the dog, I'd be giving a treat non-stop. And I'd be, you know what I mean? Like, we'd laze around the house all day so that when you get back, you have a little nightmare of a thing. Do you know what I mean? You have a spoiled, lazy brat.
And that's kind of your goal, is to ruin any, like, thing I've done.
I'm not trying to ruin it for you. I'm just trying to have a good time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
with the dog.
That's okay.
And that's
I think
what
I
do.
Fine.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about this app, though, is the fact that anytime you get a notification, because I got such a fright this morning, my phone was on loud before we started the show.
Does it bark?
It barks at you. Whenever you get a new message, it just goes,
yes! That's amazing.
And then three messages came in back to back and I was like, whoa!
That's incredible.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All right. We need your help this morning. There's a problem on this show. There's a problem that I have, but it's not just me. The problem I'm sad to say, is this.
It's the girly quiz. Make up Nils and Tid. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
That is the problem. If you don't know, every single Thursday, Emma Nolan quizzes me on all things girly and has done for the past nearly 3 years on this show. And that, you know, game, the girly quiz, has a theme tune. That is the current theme tune. It used to be something else. It used to be to the tune of Barbie Girl, which is kind of still what it is, except it's a little bit out of tune. We got listener Sade after a previous person who was on that theme tune was fired. And, you know, we couldn't stick with that theme tune anymore for other reasons. So we got Sade to record. And we put it out to you. We said, you know, do you want to record the Girly Quiz theme tune? And Sade got on and she did it. And to be fair to her, she did everything that she was asked. And she said, you're the winner, Sade. You gave it socks. 3 weeks into it. And I'm starting to think, it's not it.
It ain't it.
It ain't it.
Now, this is not Sade's fault.
Under any circumstances, is this Sade's fault? Do you know whose fault it is? It's the person who made it. And unfortunately for us, the person who made it is our boss, Nick. Right? Our boss, Nick, basically, he went the lazy route. I'm sorry, Nick, you did. You went the lazy route. You didn't ask Sade to come into studio and professionally record the Girly Quiz theme tune. What you asked her to do was just sing it right then and there on a WhatsApp phone call. So no wonder it's a little bit pitchy. No wonder it's a little bit out of, you know what I mean, out of tune. So I don't know. I think it's time to change it, personally, okay. Right? Okay. And I think, actually, Nick, our boss, agrees with us that it's time to change it. So he decided that he would put in to AI, a new AI tool, to come up with a girly quiz tune.
Very lazy. Now, there's a couple of lazy things going on there now with Sade and the voice note and just throwing it into AI. What?
Yeah, well, do you know what? You're not wrong, Emma. However, what AI spat out wasn't the worst. What AI spat out was this.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and sis. How will Dave do? Will he meet you?
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and
how will Dave do? Will he meet you? Oh.
Kind of scary.
That is all AI. And now, as a former emo kid, you know which one I'm backing. I really, really enjoyed
it. It's the girly quiz.
Makeup, nails, and meow. Ah. So, that is what AI spat out, all right? That is what our boss Nick is saying. Hey, we're back in this. However, we're a little bit on the fence. We were the ones who asked you, you know, what do you think you should sing the girly quiz? So what, we have a question for you this morning. And what we want to ask you is, should we keep with the Barbie theme tune? It may be Sade singing it. It may not be.
My
right,
else, yeah.
But do we keep with the Barbie theme tune or do we go with AI? Emma, I know your thoughts on this. However, I'm kind of the opposite. I really enjoyed the AI. You are pro Barbie.
I'm Barbie all the way, lads.
So we're asking you, Barbie or AI? One more time, let's hear what AI spat out when asked to come up with a girly quiz theme tune.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and
different vibe.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Wow, wait.
All right, Shin A, that is the question. Barbie or AI? What do you think? 087 711 1038. Voice notes are also welcome on this if you have any strong opinions. Barbie or AI? As I said, if it is Barbie that we continue with, it may not be Sade singing it, but it also could be. We also might do it all professionally with her. But if we go for AI, it will be one of those.
This is life-changing stuff. This is going to change the game completely. So it's all up to you. The decision's in your hands.
It truly is.
Barbie or AI? 087-711-1038. Get in touch on WhatsApp.
We have a little bit of a pickle that we're in this morning, and that pickle is about the girly quiz. Basically, what we're asking you is, do we continue with the Barbie theme tune of the girly quiz, which sounds like this?
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and tits. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Or are you like our boss Nick and kind of like me, where you're kind of like, oh, it's not great and that's not Sade's fault, it's our boss Nick's fault for not putting in enough effort? Or do we go with AI and AI spat out this?
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and face. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
It's the girly quiz.
I love it.
Makeup, nails and
how will Dave do?
Bit of Billie Eilish.
Will he need you? Oh.
That is all AI. So we've been asking you, Barbie or AI? It's up to you. You call the shots on this show, 087-711-1038. Barbie or AI?
Aoife was on.
You know what? I'd say Barbie, but I've been listening to those AIs. Kind of leaning towards AI.
Right. There we go. Emma's very pro Barbie. I'm kind of leaning to pro AI now, to be honest with
you. Look, we have no control over this show. You do. So get in touch. Is it AI? Is it Barbie? Just drop your message over on WhatsApp on 087-711-103. If there's extra passion in you.
If you have strong opinions, you let us know. Should we stick with the Barbie theme tune? Which is that.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tits. How will they do? Will he need you?
Sang by the wonderful Sade, who did an incredible job, but our boss Nick is lazy and didn't put it into, you know, correctly. He didn't get her into studio to do any of the, you know, recording or anything like that. So there's that option. Keep with the Barbie theme tune, or maybe it'll be Sade recording it, maybe it won't be. Or do we go with AI, because that's what he put into an AI generator, and this is what came out.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and face.
It's the girly quiz. Woo. Makeup, nails and...
Interesting. What will it be? Are we going to stick with the Barbie theme tune? Will we go with AI? Do you know what? We can't make a decision for love nor money on this show.
No.
So it's up to you. 087-711-1038. Voice notes are welcome.
You've been voting for Barbie or AI, and Callum is telling us now this morning that votes are incredibly tight on this. So if you have an opinion, please do share on WhatsApp on 087-711-1038. Kaylee is there. What are you saying? Barbie or AI?
I hate the current one.
I hate the current one. Is that because the Barbie theme tune you're done with, or is it just because our boss Nick didn't work with Sade properly?
Definitely your boss Nick.
Yeah, it'll okay. be it'll be his laziness, wouldn't you say, Kaylee?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The team tune is fine, and it was great beforehand. It's not enough effort put in.
It deserves more.
So Kaylee, you're saying AI.
If they're the choice, then you can't do anything with the record, yeah.
Okay.
But if we could fix the Barbie one, you'd go Barbie.
Yeah.
Right, interesting. Kaylee, noted. Thank you for your input.
Thanks, Kaylee.
Bye.
And not to be that guy, but I suppose you could probably say Nick probably does have a lot going on for some reason. I don't know. He's the boss. He probably does have other stuff going on.
Paulina is there as well. What are you saying, Paulina? Barbie or AI?
Definitely AI.
Really, Paulina? Now, you aren't with the you know, the group of people who think that we should be giving jobs to humans. You think we should be leaving it off to the computers?
Definitely computers.
Okay, is there a particular AI one that we played you that you really like?
Yeah, the first one.
The first one is a banger.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
so good, isn't it? I really like it. Okay. All right, Paulina, you won't miss the girly quiz theme tune of the Barbie?
No, not really.
Okay, but you know what?
I really like AI, so... my favourite.
That's where you're going.
You really like AI.
She really likes the first one.
The first one.
Paulina,
right.
That is noted. Thank you very much. Appreciate your input.
Thanks, Paulina. Have a great day.
No worries. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Straight over to you, Sirica. What are you saying? Barbie or AI?
I think I have to stick with Barbie.
Really? You're a person who likes that kind of the old, the nostalgia of the Barbie theme tune.
Well,
with
it's
the girly
as well,
with
isn't it?
The girly quiz.
It just, it fits what's going on with the thing. If I was to go AI, I'd probably go for the last one.
The really, real sad one, really?
The Billie Eilish one.
Yeah, because Dave's always a bit miserable. Yeah.
Okay, so your preference would be to stick with Barbie and get it re-recorded, yeah?
Yeah, I think get it re-recorded. The original one was very good, so if somebody else was singing it in the same vibe, it'd be great.
Amazing. Okay, noted. Thank you very much, Sirica.
Thank you very much. Your vote has been counted.
No problem.
Have a great day.
You too.
Carl was in touch as well.
Oh, yeah, Barbie all the way.
Okay.
Folks, Canada, robots take over, Jesus.
Let the robots take over, you're a bit of me, Carl. This is Mark then.
Okay, so the boys basically want to keep it as AI, and the girls' side basically wants to use an actual voice.
Hmm.
Why don't you actually let the girly quiz settle this? Let Dave and Callum play it together, and if they win, keep it as AI. And if they lose, get a listener to do it.
That's not a bad shout, you know.
God, we get weeks out of this, lads.
Yeah, but also, I kind of don't like that idea because I never win the girly quiz, ever.
No, no.
And even with Cal himself, I don't think I would. Yeah. There we go, right? There's some a flavour of what people are thinking. Now it's time for your say. What do you think? You have 3 minutes to cast your vote on this. Are we going to stick with the Barbie theme tune? It could be a re-record. Mm. Could be different. It could be Sade again. It could be not Sade. It depends, right? We will figure that all out in time, all right? I don't like the idea of just getting rid of Sade because I think she was brilliant. It's just our boss Nick was a little bit lazy. So do we keep with the Barbie theme tune or do we go with AI?
Yeah.
Okay. 087-711-1038. You have 3 minutes to cast your vote.
Producer Callum saying here, it's really, really, really tight. So if you don't cast your vote, you can't be moaning if you don't like what we go with,
yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
Use your vote.
You do not get to moan if you don't vote.
087-711-1038, Barbie or AI.
The historic day on the show, we've been asking you, do you want to continue with the Barbie theme tune on the Girly Quiz or do we go now to AI? Because that's the way the world is going. Can't spell David without AI. So that's what I'm going for.
Interesting. You've been voting Barbie or AI. Some people obviously passionate on both sides. And in fairness, what AI did cough up was pretty entertaining.
It was.
To some degree anyway. Producer Callum has those all important results.
You've been voting in your droves and the lines are closed and I have verified the results.
Drove. Yeah, drove a lot.
You're voting in your thousands.
Okay.
Lots of people very passionate.
Yeah, I'd imagine
understandably.
So.
The vote has chopped and changed the lead countless times this morning. AI was winning, then Barbie Girl was winning, then AI was winning, then Barbie Girl was winning.
Oh God, right. I can't actually cope. This is really stressing me out.
The vote is 53%.
No,
53%.
Can I express now my full feelings because the lines are closed?
Yes.
It would break my heart to lose Barbie Girl. Just saying.
Wow. Okay.
It would really upset me, but it's done now.
Do you know the result?
I haven't a clue.
Okay, great. Either do I.
With 53% of the results. And the tune that will be the theme tune for the Girly Quiz going forward is this.
Girly Quiz! Will he meet you?
Oh my God, wait, what?
No. That's wrong. The wrong clip. It's the clip in the log.
I understand what you mean now.
It's the girly
quiz. It's completely the opposite.
Okay.
Have we just read out the wrong movie award at the Oscars?
It's very Moonlight La La Land. So, the winner is, and I can confirm to you, 53%. Barbie Girl.
Okay.
So the Barbie Girl theme tune is staying.
That's brilliant. Massive.
In the next couple of days, we will kind of discuss, are we going to stick with Sade? We did get a message in there from Amy saying, it has to be Barbie Girl and Emma should be the one singing it because she's running it now.
Well, you see, I can't sing.
Yeah, that was the whole point of getting Sade on, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So let me just go back to you really quickly about that AI song because lots of people who were voting for AI were saying that it has to be kind of the rock emo girls. It's not going to be that now because obviously Barbie Girl has won.
Yeah.
So the clip that you heard was the main chorus of the song.
Yes.
And what you don't know about this AI software is that you put in the prompt for the lyrics of It's the Girly Quiz, Makeup, Nails and Mm. But what it did is it created an entire song about the Girly Quiz. So if you play clip one, Emma, this is completely AI generated, offcut about the Girly Quiz that we didn't even ask for.
If you can meet any boy and take him into your hotel.
This is so weird.
Who would it be?
What?
Would you ever think of taking Dave maybe to your house and not your hotel?
There's a good reason.
Sorry, what the hell?
Humans on this.
I don't understand, but it continues. Like, literally, the only thing was create a theme tune for the Girly Quiz with the lyrics, It's the Girly Quiz, Makeup, Nails, and it created this entire song. Clip two goes even crazier.
Ladies, we're gonna try something now. Today at the concert, we're going to try the Girly Quiz. And there is one boy in here, and the only one that can do it.
Stop it.
Is
no.
Dave. It's the Girly Quiz! Makeup, nails, and this! How will Dave do? Will he meet you?
I wish you could see how uncomfortable I am. I also don't like the thought of, like, that first clip where it was just like, oh, take him to your house. Would you ever consider it be Dave? Maybe I wouldn't consider you.
Yeah. Or what if not? But maybe the house, but not the hotel.
Yeah, sounds like I'm trying to, like, stop being a frigid anymore. And they're like, would you ever consider shifting, Dave?
So that's what you missed out on anyway. We're sticking with the Barbie theme. Who knows who it's going to be? We might invite Sade. We'll probably ask you listening what to do next.
Yeah.
We'll take a couple of days prep.
Nice one. Okay, good stuff. I'm happy that Barbie is safe for now anyway.
Wake up. We got the dreams in.
Spins fully charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Hello, what's the story?
Hey, good morning.
I know Park mentioned it there. Not going to take a hauling. It's absolutely stunning. Can we just take a moment to talk about the springy vibes in the air yesterday?
I can't see the window. Is it nice out there at the moment?
Today's a cracker. I've been stuck this. Today's actually about 2 degrees warmer than it was yesterday. And yesterday, I don't mind telling you, it was balmy.
Yesterday was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I saw a TikTok. Now, it wasn't over yesterday or Saturday, because I think it was Saturday all right as well. I don't
Saturday
know.
In Waterford was crap anyway. That's
Sunday
was.
Sunday was the main day. But it got me so excited for drinks by the barge.
Oh!
Like, you know, the canal, like, lads, that's for me is summer. That's peak summer. And I've been saying to my husband, so I was like, that's the moment where we are back.
When you see people sitting outside.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know. Honestly, I went for a walk yesterday. I was in Waterford in the morning time. Me and my mum went down to the beach. And I swear, like, I actually had to take my jumper off. Now, it was very hilly. I'll give it that. But I had to take my jumper off.
Were you warm or were you sweaty?
Probably a bit of both.
Okay, fair enough.
But a lot of it was to
Very
do with the weather.
Question,
it was just gorgeous. And today looks the same. Unfortunately, now tomorrow it starts to get a little bit cooler. But the sun is sticking around absolutely this week.
That's annoying.
Sorry, that's a silly thing on my phone going
What's
off.
What's going
there.
On with your phone?
The weather. I was trying to open the weather app and some things started playing. But it's just cracking. It makes me feel so. It's incredible what it does for your mind.
Yeah, no, it's honestly, it means everything. I'm so excited for it. I'm so living for it.
I just can't wait to not look so pasty anymore. Just a tiny bit of colour is all I'm asking.
I'm done with the cold.
I'm so sick of it, yeah.
I'm done with the jacket.
Bring it on. So enjoy today. Get out in it. I want to tell you a story about, and actually, in overall, there's so much more to this that I didn't know. I've learned a lot this morning about Florida Man.
I love Florida Man.
Okay, I didn't know anything about Florida Man, but essentially, I'll start with this. There's a story doing the rounds today about a Florida man who stole and then swallowed 700 grand worth of jewellery.
Okay.
It brings me back to when I was in late study for my leaving cert. Like, you know, you do late study between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m.
I've never done a bit of study in my entire life, so no, I've no idea what you're talking about.
4 hours of study every day. Anyway, I remember there was a note going around between two of the lads, and I don't know what they were talking about, but it was kind of being passed over and back. And our teacher copped this and realised what was going on. And he came down. He was such a sound teacher, but he was like, come on, just hand it over. And your man panicked so much that he had the note in his hand, and God knows, it obviously wasn't something he wanted the teacher to read. He ate it.
Stop.
He just literally put it in his mouth. And your man, the teacher was just like, fair enough.
That's genius. That is genius.
The police say a man in Florida pretended to represent a professional athlete to gain access to an expensive jewellery. He then stole, and there was a body scan after his arrest, and all the objects were in his system, and he had to pass them.
That's surely
unbelievable.
Like, so unhealthy. Like,
how do you even swallow an... I don't even want to think about it.
Like, you could do it like earrings and all, but like a gold chain, no.
But even the earring is so pointy. Your poor Sophie.
Yeah, your poor Sophie.
I know. I always feel sorry for the Sophie. Do you know what I mean? Something, if you ever cut it with like something.
Yeah.
Poor little thing.
A bit of crisps or something.
But I was, exactly. So I was thinking, I discovered through you guys that this Florida man is a thing, as in the search bar for Florida man, because there's always a story on the daily about a Florida man.
Yeah, this is the thing. Florida man is just, it's more of an idea as opposed to an actual person. Yeah, it's more of a concept. Florida man is someone who just gets themselves in wacky situations,
yeah.
But they are like, this has been a thing for years. It's not one person, it's every Florida man.
So if you actually put in, like, say for example, your birthday, whatever your date of birth is, minus say the year, whatever, and you type Florida man in that date, you will get reams of stories about different things the Florida men got up to that day,
yeah.
What they were in trouble for. Okay, so I'll start. I looked up my birthday, 27th of May, and it says, Florida man tries to outrun police on a John Deere ride on lawnmower.
A John Deere?
Unbelievable. Imagine trying to outrun police on your lawnmower, and this is a true story that made the papers in Florida.
That's fantastic.
It's amazing.
I feel like maybe there might be someone who's really misunderstanding and have gone, my God, this Florida man does a lot. No, I need to reiterate that it's not one person. It's just, headline is always, Florida man has done something bizarre and wacky.
The 40-year-old suspect wasn't backing down despite the police shouts from behind asking him to stop. What, going 3 miles an hour?
Just walk up to him like.
All right, Dave, your birthday is?
The 22nd of April.
Okay, Florida man slapped with big mouth Billy Bass, bass, bass. That's a fish.
It's a bass.
Singing fish after argument, police say. So this guy, Gregory, is facing a charge of domestic battery after police say he slapped the man with a toy fish.
Do you know what? I once looked up Florida man on my birthday and it came up with this headline, and that really disappoints me that nothing has happened since to any Florida man on the 22nd of April.
Really?
Yeah, because when I looked up, it was like Florida man, 22nd of April, it was like man gets hit in the face with a fish. I was like, ah, oh, come on, that was years ago.
Ask for any more than that. That was the best headline ever for your birthday.
That was years ago though. I want something else to happen.
Callum, birthday.
December 19th.
A late night food craving for one Florida man landed him behind bars. He allegedly hurled a piece of chicken coated in Nashville hot seasoning at an employee because he was unsatisfied with how it was cooked.
Yeah,
but
that's very you.
But the bit of hot sauce got into the employee's eye. So there was awful drama about it. He was behind bars. Imagine being arrested and he was charged with battery. It all happened at 20 past one in the morning. He ordered food and he was really upset, believed it wasn't complete properly, and landed this piece of chicken at this poor person behind the counter.
I can't believe that you're only figuring out Florida man now.
Do yourself a favour, you listening this morning. Type in Florida man and, like, without the year, your date of birth, and see what comes up. I think I'm only scratching the surface.
Yeah, wait till you find out about Facebook.
What's that like?
Yeah, it's huge. It's going to be huge. Right now, though, we're kind of deep into the thick of Eurovision season, right? Obviously,
in case you don't know, Dave loves Eurovision.
I love it so, so much. Yeah. It's so, so good. Not just for the gays, okay? You know, us straights can like it too, apparently. I love it so much. It's a bit of crack. It's a lot of dancing. It's a lot of singing. There's nothing to not like about
it. It's a spectacle.
It's a spectacle, and I just love it so, so much. But it's happening. The final is between the 13th and the 17th of May. That's kind of when the final week is. So just over 2 months away. But obviously, countries are announcing their national selections as we go on, as the weeks go on. Like, people who are even more into Eurovision than me, like my mate Russell, does be watching like the selections for each country. Like, every week he watches
our version
selections.
Of what RTE did a few weeks ago.
Yes, exactly. Whereas he watched, like, Switzerland's only the other day, or Portugal's last week and stuff like that. So I'm not as into it as he is, but obviously a couple of weeks we chose our entry, Emmy, and the song is Like a Party. I hope like I never died, and that she's gonna surround us still, and that she has a party in the air and always will. I hope that she is dancing every night among the stars.
Very sweet song.
I love it so, so much. Like a Party in the Sky. Okay, Like a Party, Emmy. That's our choice. I'm very excited to see what she does with it. But everyone in Eurovision Twitter is talking about one thing and one thing only. We are talking about the Maltese entry, right? The entry from Malta. The song is performed by 24-year-old Mariana Conte, right? The song... Turn off every bit of volume and everything else and just listen to the song. The song sounds like this. Now, a lot of people who know what's going on would have freaked out there thinking we were about to play that, because you might notice that the clip ends quite abruptly. It's because the song is actually called Serving Cant, right?
C-A-N-T or K-A-N-T.
Right, K-A-N-T. Cant is the Maltese word. It means singing, right? Basically, it's a Maltese word for singing.
They're saying serving, singing.
Yes, right. But when it's sung in the song, it sounds like one of the worst words that Cuma Shunaman would never allow us broadcast on radio, no matter where we are.
His favourite word.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And my favourite word off the airwaves. But I would never, ever use it on the airwaves. I love it. It's a great word.
It's a very aggressive word.
It's a very, very aggressive word.
If you're really having a bad day and you want to say it yourself out loud a few times, then it makes you feel a bit
better. You see, the thing is about this, right, about this word, it's kind of become empowering, where there's, nowadays you would say, oh, she's serving and you'd say that word. And basically, it's taking out the meaning of it. It's taking out...
Yeah, the meaning of that word is absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, but it's gone
now. Take that away.
Yeah, it's gone now. So that kind of meaning has been...
Even with the F word, like, it's not about what it stands for. It's how satisfying it is to say it.
So that's what I'm saying. So it has been kind of taken out. The meaning has been taken out. And it means, like, they're empowering, they're fantastic, and they're slaying, as the young people would say. But she's basically being forced to change the lyrics because it's too much like the original word, right? Because obviously a lot of broadcasters have complained. It's not suitable. Kids will be watching this and stuff like that. So what I think we should do this morning is throw in some words that Mariana should use or could use instead of can't, which means singing in Maltese.
Gotcha.
Not too bad, but Eurovision are like, hell no, not happening.
Okay, you got something?
So I've got a couple. I've got a couple of examples of things I think we could use instead, just for her, for you, Mariana. This is for you. I do it all the time. Serving Cantona, song about former beloved United player Eric Cantona.
Very good. I'm going to keep it very simple and bring it back to a restaurant. I do it all the time. Serving chips.
Once again, Emma Nolan does not get it at all.
I fully get it.
Does her own thing.
I do. I love it.
Serving chips. All right, let's go with this one. I do it all the time. Serving Bunt. It's a song about beloved darts player Stephen Bunting. And I think Mariana loves Stephen Bunting. It's a bunt. Let's go bunting mental. Let's go bunting mental.
La, yeah, la, la. Exactly. How about this? I do it all the time. Serving grunts.
Just the rest of the song.
Yeah, just grunting. Just lots of grunting.
Okay, here we go. I do it all the time. Serving Ant and Deck. Song about the beloved TV presenters Ant and Deck.
Beautiful, very good. That actually probably do
so
very
you
well.
You could rhyme it with ant, or you can rhyme it with unt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because obviously the song is can't, and also there's the other one. The other word.
I hear you. I do it all the time. Serving Lux.
Lux. Like it. I'm kind of.
It's very gay. It's very fun. It's very much like I'm serving those looks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Here we go. How about this one? I do it all the time. Serving punt. A song about the beloved currency before the euro.
I was thinking about the punt, and the punt never gets mentioned anymore. So
no,
it's really
it
nice
doesn't.
To revisit that.
Doesn't. Yeah. I've one more for you.
Okay. I do it all
the time. Serving front. A song about the beloved dodgy shop downtown that you think just sells chicken, but there's never anyone in there.
Something going on behind
serving
that
front. Yeah. Serving front.
Fabulous, David. Get ready. Spin
103X Golden Ticket. Hey, yeah. Oh, that'd be nice. That would be. It's she may be hot to go, but we want you to go hot.
We want you to go too hot.
Go to hot.
We want you, yeah. Go to hot. Go to the sun. Go to Fuerteventura. We have a holiday to go.
Callum just
week.
Shaking his head excessively. No.
7 nights at a gorgeous place called the Pierre and Vacances Village that I've stalked so many times, and we've been talking about this over the last few weeks.
I'm honestly walking the boardwalk. Like, I'm walking around Pierre and Vacances
right
in my
now?
Head.
From Pierre and Vacances, I've taken my little Americano and I'm walking now over to the pool, and I'm going to just sit there and have my coffee with my feet just dipping into the water to cool me down a little bit.
I'm there as well, but I'm not with you.
No, where are you now?
I'm on the other side of the pool and I have an iced coffee, and you go, Dave, and I go, no, not me. Don't know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Because it's work, you know, we're not working. Yeah,
that's understandable. I hear you. This prize is up thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. You can kick back, relax, enjoy the sun. If you take this off us, and on to give it a go this morning is Rebecca. Any plans for the morning?
No, I just dropped my kids off at school and crashed. I have like 10 minutes to myself.
Very nice. What do you have to do after those 10 minutes?
Well, I actually have a young baby at home as well. Oh. So I just have to spend time with him. Yeah.
You can't catch a breather. But look, this is a good use of your 10 minutes to win yourself a holiday.
Yeah, definitely. You deserve one, to be honest. What and so what age is the young baby at home?
He'll be 12 weeks tomorrow.
12 weeks. Wow, that's amazing. And is he your second, third?
He's my third.
He's your third. Wow, okay. Full house. All right, Rebecca, let's see if we can get you a holiday, because if anyone deserves it, it would be you. This is Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. Rebecca, have you ever heard this game before?
Yes.
You have. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
No.
Okay, 25 seconds are going to go on the clock, and five songs and artists are going to play, and you need to guess them, okay? If you guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds, you'll win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There's no, you know what I mean? If it's a collaboration or something, you only need to say one artist, so don't worry about the rest of them. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song, Rebecca. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Rebecca?
Is it artist and song? Yeah.
Artist and song, yeah, that is it. And okay. I was about to say, if you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them, Rebecca.
Any others?
But if you've, so if you've any others, just shoot them our way.
No.
Okay, you're all good to go.
Sorry, I can't say pass.
You can't say pass, but you can say swap on one song.
Okay.
All right, Rebecca, I think you have it sorted. Where are you from?
I'm from Malahide.
Rebecca from Malahide, one of my favourite places. Rebecca from Malahide, the best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock and song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
I was supposed to be sent away, but they forgot to come and get me.
What do you think, Rebecca?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Well, then
just say swap.
Say that. Swap. Word. Swap. Yeah, let's do it.
Swap.
Good choice, Rebecca. That was Fortnite from Taylor Swift and Post Malone. But don't even let that throw you now. Forget about it. We're back to 25 seconds. Pretty much a brand new game. And we'll replace your swap with a brand new song one.
Let's do it. A brand new song one, Rebecca. Playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Baby, you can find me
under the light. Who's that?
Dua Lipa.
Yes.
What's the song called?
Oh my God, I don't know.
What do you do in the club?
Dance tonight.
Yes, that's the club.
Wow.
I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting that. That was good. You got in there real kind of towards the end.
We have 8 seconds left on the clock, right? We'll just power on and see how you get on. Maybe you'll have more joy with song two. All right, good luck.
Let's see if song two is more your vibe, Rebecca. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
There's a place in my heart when it all comes crashing down.
Come on.
Miley Cyrus?
No. 3, 2, 1.
I'd say Ava Max would love the comparison to Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I'd say she would. Ava Max and Kygo, what are you looking for there, Rebecca? It was called Whatever. What do you think? Would you have got it?
I just think I actually am too sleep deprived. I shouldn't have even entered a competition.
I'd say that's exactly it.
12-week-old baby at home. You've just dropped off one kid to play school and one kid to creche. Girl, go to bed.
Yeah, definitely, if you can. If that child is sleeping, so should you be.
Oh my God, at least I tried. Dad loves a tryer for a holiday.
We love a tryer, and we love you, Rebecca. Thank you so much for playing. I hope you had fun, did you?
Thanks, yeah. Thank you.
Mind yourself, okay, and congratulations again.
Good luck, Rebecca.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later. If you would like to play tomorrow, that holiday still remains golden in a WhatsApp. You can register now on 0877111038.
Yeah, come and take it off us.
Recharged. Myself and Dave are just sitting here looking at the footage from Melbourne last night.
Dear God.
Kneecap played a free gig in Melbourne's Fed Square, and it's so hard to even try and describe the vastness of this crowd that showed up to see them.
Absolutely
mesmerising.
Insane, but there was obviously marketing behind this as well. One of the things says, please note, Kneecap set will contain some explicit language. Viewer discretion is advised. I was like, yeah, isn't that saying it's like, my God. There's a lot worse.
Yeah, totally. I'd say every Irish person in Australia came out for them, though, and everybody else as well. It looked amazing.
That. Unbelievable.
Fair play to them. Just
more people there than in Dublin.
True that. You're on spin.